Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always
the Drifters bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. It's just you and me. I want to continue my conversation with you about this this democracy slash constitutional republic slash dictatorship situation that we have in our businesses. As you heard me say before, a business can flourish in a democracy, but it can't flourish as a democracy. Somebody has to make a final decision, and somebody has to be the final decision maker, like a dictator would. But in the marketplace, you can't function. A business can't function if it's being led by a tyrant. And so you've got lots of different dynamics going on in a business. But for yourself, as the business owner, the evolution of your management education and of your management style and of your growth as a leader will really revolve around your ability to let other people contribute to what you're working on, to contribute to your decisions. And it's understandable. It's not easy. Because many of us started out when it was just us. We didn't have to ask anybody's opinion because there was nobody else whose opinion to ask, right? Because it was just you and it was just me. It was just you. The only one in the business. Look, you could look around all you want, but probably in my case, it was just me and my computer, basically. So you grow your business like that. You do all the jobs. You make all the decisions all by yourself and in sort of a vacuum. And then you start adding people, and they're brand new. They don't know anything yet about your business. And you continue to do that. And then you grow your business a little bit more, and you continue to do that. You continue to make decisions. So what you have to do is you have to wean yourself off of being the dictator. You are the dictator. You are the tyrant in the early days because it's just you. But as you bring on stakeholders, as you bring on employees, as you bring on team members, You have to realize that these people, number one, they've learned your business. Number two, they're touching customers. Number three, they want to be successful. They want to feel that they're contributing. They want to be engaged. They have a brain, or you wouldn't have hired them. Hopefully, you hired them for their intelligence and for maybe even through their experience. So how do you reconcile the fact that somebody has to make the final decision with what I'm talking about now, where you've got to allow people to get involved? How do you take the steps? What is there in golf? There's a muscle memory thing. There's a repeatable thing that golf pros try to get you to the point where you can repeat this swing. Where you've got some muscle memory, and then you have a swing thought. You have if I have this swing thought, I'll put I'll swing the club on this line, and it'll produce a good result. All of those things are important to have a good golf swing. If you're going to be a good manager, here's a good swing thought for you. If you're going to be a good leader of a small business, here's a swing thought for you. Ask your people, when you're working on a project, before you make the final decision, tell your people, this is what I'm working on, this is what I'm trying to accomplish, this is what I want to make happen, this is what I'm thinking, this is how I'm, however you want to roll out the idea. And then look them in the eye and say, what do you think? Write that down, folks, that's going to be on the test. This is your swing thought. This is like a golfer's swing thought. If you want to have a repeatable leadership swing. If you want to have a grooved leadership tool, a swing thought that you can that's repeatable and produces the same result, high quality result every time, when you're trying to come up with an answer to a problem or an opportunity or whatever it may be, ask your people, what do you think? Now, you haven't said, help me make this decision. You haven't necessarily brought them into the decision-making process. You may want to do that. The next step would be to bring in people who really know what they're doing to help you make the final decision. But at this point in time, you're just trying to make sure that more than one person offers a perspective on this issue. And all you have to do is talk to your people and look them in the eye and say, what do you think? And then, here's the second swing thought. Listen. Don't argue with them. Don't say, oh, we tried that, it didn't work. Just listen and say, thank you for that. Thank you for that response. Thank you for your comment. I really appreciate that. That's very interesting. I'll take that under advisement for my final decision. That's a good first swing thought to get you to the point where you're now not a tyrant. You're the person who has to make the final decision, but you've engaged your people, and they'll feel better about it, and you'll probably make a better decision with their input. What do you think? A very powerful leadership swing thought. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.